Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. because it is because of Jesus that God sent his only begotten son to save us and set us free. Hallelujah. Come on, church, and give God all praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah, because you're free. And you're free indeed. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, Father God, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We give you hallelujah. We give you all praise, glory, and honor, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, and there's no one greater than you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for new work and new grace, Lord God. We thank you for the lying down last night and the raising up this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all through the night, this morning, even right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for you are our strength, amen, for the joy of the Lord coming to us, amen, because we trust you, Father God, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6 and 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you are also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Oh, Father God, you are our God, and we praise you. We thank you for another day that you've given us by your grace and mercy. You've given us another day to press in and to press on. You've given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one or nothing can stop us or take what you've given us away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise. We give you thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. As we press on today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing that the devil can do to stop us because your grace and because of your mercy. We thank you. That's a blessing to us today, amen. We give you praise, amen. We give you honor, we give you thanksgiving, amen. Hallelujah, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we love you, Lord, we need you, amen. Right here and right now, God. Move body on this line today, oh God. Bring in healing and bring in deliverance, oh God, to your children, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, increase our faith so that we can receive the miracle from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your word said that you never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you, oh God, that you're always with us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you, hallelujah, and it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory, amen, 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 hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, come on, everybody, shout and give God our praise, glory, man, because he's worthy of your praise, amen. Welcome to the shout, everyone. Hallelujah, all our guests. Hallelujah, those that are always with us here. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Welcome to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manny. And I thank God for you. As you know, I'm in a place of gratefulness. Just being grateful for every breath that I take and every beat of my heart. Amen. That I am able. My body, I'm body able and mind stable. Amen. When you hear the older people say, clothed in my right mind, know that God has kept you. Amen. Kept your mind, your soul, so you know who you are and whose you are. Amen. It ain't nothing like it. If you ever not had your mind and not been called in your right mind and you were out of your mind and someone had to tell you about yourself and you said, I don't even remember. I must have been out of my mind when I did that. Amen. But you know it today that you're called in your right mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, let's shout today. Come on, Sister Sharon. Give God our praise, glory, and let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for blessing me this far. Thank you, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. I thank you for taking him on the highway, Lord. Lord, just look on my patient, Lord. Just touch our body in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. Lord, we just going to give you the praise because, Lord, you is good. Good to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, you are good to us, Lord. We got you. The praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Yes. He is worthy of all praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. When you just think about the goodness of the Lord, it should make you want to shout even louder. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, it's not you that have kept yourself. It's not you that have created you. But God Almighty, our sovereign God. Hallelujah. God of all power. God of all grace. God of all mercy. Amen. God of all hope. Amen. Has kept you. Hallelujah. In the name name of Jesus Christ. His plan is greater than any plan that you can have for yourself. His plan is greater than any plan that you can have for your husband, your children, your grandchildren, your friends, family members, and loved ones. His plan is greater because he is the creator of all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and shout, Sister Connie. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. Moving a little slow today. My my little nonverbal boy that I take care of had a full-blown meltdown for an hour and 30 minutes. Strain him because he'll beat himself bloody. So it's been a hard day. And the whole time, we're coming down the freeway all the way from Humble, and I'm praying, and I'm asking God to please give this little boy some peace. I mean,
he did.
He gave him to where he would relax for a little bit and gave me a rest. And then all of a sudden, he'll start again. And when he started, every time he started up, I just kept praying. I kept praying. And we did get him home, and we did get him home safely. So I want to thank God for his mercy and his grace over my little boy. Thank you.
We want to pray for their family. We want to pray for their child. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as we come touching in the good right here, right now, we come by faith, amen. Lord, we pray for the parents, oh God, the guardians, oh God, that's seeing about the child, oh God. Let peace come and be still, oh God. Lord, let them receive divine guidance and instructions from you, Father God, how to deal with your son, Father God, that he will have a life that is peaceful, a life that is blessed, a life that is favored by you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask, oh God, that his mind not be troubled, oh God, in his heart, oh God, let not be troubled, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every attack, every demons, every plan and agenda of Satan and his agents with the blood of Jesus Christ concerning this young man, Father God, and his family. We cancel it out right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory right now over their child, over their home that he lives in, over the people that is caring for him, his parents, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray the strength of your daughter, Connie, right now. Lord, we pray that you increase her in peace and strength, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name for your hedge of protection to be around her, oh God, keeping her safe from any harm that there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We pray for restoration for our sister right now. Lord, restore, oh God, the energy, the strength, the peace, the joy, and the happiness, and all that you've given her and more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody. Let's shout glory. Hallelujah, because we know that God is able. We serve a God that is able to do all things. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you would just trust him, amen, in any situation, even while you're going through in the midst of your storm, amen, hallelujah, just trusting God, no matter what comes at you, know that God is able to deliver you from every and any situation that's concerning you or that you're in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's shout, cousin. Bring the gift, give God our praise, glory, and honor, shout, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am here with my beautiful, remarkable mother this afternoon. Thank God for her. How you feeling, mother? How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? All right. She feeling pretty good. Thank God for that.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
She say her stomach hurt a little bit, but God's going to take care of that, too. He's going to take care of that,
Amen.
Too.
Amen. So we trust God. Yes.
We trust God to touch that stomach and be gone forever. No more bellyache.
Yes. No more. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord,
thank
we trust God for the miracle. Hallelujah. We ask God right now, Father God, that you will ignite the resurrection power on the inside of your daughter, Ruth, to me. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, bringing healing to every part of her body. Amen. We declare and declare sickness to be gone. We declare aches and pain to be gone right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare victory over you right now. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We love you both.
Love you.
We thank God for you.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory, amen. Glory, glory. Come on, Sister Dilla. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As y'all was talking earlier, I was in the room laying in the bed looking out the window. It was cloudy. Then all of a sudden the sun came out. Ain't nobody can do that but the Lord. But I thank you for waking me up this morning and clothed me in my right mind where I'm able to know what I'm saying and can do anything I want to do. So I just thank him. I thank him for my family. I thank him for the healing that he's continuing on doing. I just thank him for all, everything. I'm just grateful, truly grateful.
Amen. Amen.
And my little son, whatever you do, don't do it without me and you and everybody else. Jesus.
Amen.
Love
hallelujah. We thank God for it. We love you too, Sister Dylan. Hallelujah. Yes. When you just get in the place of gratefulness, you begin to look around and see the things that God has already done. Amen. Holly said, oh, she was looking out a window, was caught in the sun. Hallelujah. Came out. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you live in that place of gratefulness and trust in God, amen, you begin, your eyes begin to open to see those things that the enemy had blinded you from before. Amen. You'll come out of darkness. You start operating in light. Amen. So many of us have been operating in darkness and was not aware of it until we came into the light, amen, and realized all this time I was operating in darkness. I was going in places in darkness. I was living in darkness. I was eating in darkness and didn't even realize it, amen. But we thank God, amen, hallelujah, for his light that shines upon the life of his children, amen. The Bible says that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hey, come on over, shine up higher. Come on, everybody, give God a praise, glory, and honor. Just thank him for what he's already done, what you're trusting in to do. Amen. And what he's doing right now, you know that God has kept you even in this time and moment. Hallelujah. It's nothing that you've done. Hallelujah. It's all God by himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone here today. Time was trying to get away from me. I had all everything set up on the shout, and I was putting things up in the house, and next thing I know, it was 6:01, and I'm normally already on. I said, oh my goodness, but I thank you all that stayed in position and said, I will not be moved. I know she'll be back here. Be on the line here soon. Amen. So we just thank God. Hallelujah, because that spirit of distraction will creep up on you and take you out of position if you let it. Amen. I want you to understand you are the right, it's a right time. We serve a God, an old time God, a God of the right time. Amen. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 26 through 27, for the Holy Spirit has revealed to him that he would not see death before he saw the Messiah, the anointed one of God. For this reason, the Holy Spirit had moved him to be in the temple court at the very moment Jesus' parents entered to fulfill the requirement of the sacrifice. Amen. So God is setting you up for your moment of breakthrough. How many believe that? See, it may seem like you're not in the ideal situation for his promises to come to pass, but the God of time and space knows no limitation. Amen. See, hallelujah. And you always hear me say this. See, we don't make time. Hallelujah. God makes time. We take time that God gives us. See, he's faithful. He's faithful to place you exactly where you need to be. Hallelujah. Precisely the right time. Amen. You are not miss your hour of visitation. Hallelujah. Come on now. Sometimes you gotta travel down this road so you can get an understanding of what God is trying to take you to. Amen. If you just trust the process. I tell many people all the time, just trust the process. Just trust God in the process because you're being processed. Amen. Hallelujah. You gotta go through the step by step. Amen. So you can get the fulfillment of what God has for you. The fulfillment of the promises of God. Amen. See, keep doing what you know to do. Never stop believing like Simeon, you are who walk with the spirit of holiness. Keep yourself before the Lord. Stay in a place of worship and expectancy, knowing that delay and deny are not the same thing. Amen. The ever-present one is with you. And even when you don't realize it, your destiny is safe in his hands. Amen. Because we serve a God. God has the whole world in his hands. So that means he has you, your children, everything that you're concerned about and love is in his hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray this prayer with you. Father God, we thank you. Amen. Jesus, sometimes it feels as if your promises have become faint memory, oh God. Though I don't understand all of your plans, I choose to believe they will unfold before me with orchestrated perfection. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you are the author and the finisher of my faith. And in the end, I know you'll make everything right for us. Amen. We will remain steadfast and rest in your faithfulness. You're always right on time. We thank you, Lord God, for your time. And amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many trust God for the miracle? Hallelujah. In the month of May, we were praying for 31 days, and I just thank God for the strength, amen, to carry on. So you may not know, see, during that time, we were being tested. Will you stay in position? You know, the enemy will try to take you out of the position, but we have to pray for God's strength, amen, because we can't do it in our own strength. The Bible tells us wherever God is at work, the enemy is still, amen. You got to understand when you're going through and something is happening at that time, when you're surrendering off, don't give up. Don't fall. Hallelujah. Don't complain. Just trust God in the process, see, because we know wherever God is at work, the enemy is true. The enemy wants to take you out of that position. He wants to get you into a place where you're discouraged, when you're living in fear and you're worrying, hallelujah, and you're complaining and you're gossiping. See, don't get in that place. Just trust God and keep on leaning on God's word, not on the word of the world. See, the word is set up to deceive you, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand this. See, the Bible tells us, I want you to hear me clearly. The enemy comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy. Nothing else. He does not come to he will bless you with curses. See, but you got to understand and know where your blessing is coming from. Amen? You got to understand and know what is your walk on. What are you truly believing in? What have you given yourself to? Who is your God? Who have you decided you're going to put over God's word and what God is saying for your life? Have you decided to put yourself over God's word and the world over God's word and what the world is saying? Will you trust in the word of God? That is a question we have to ask ourselves. Am I trusting in what I can do? Am I trusting what God can do? Amen? Am I trusting in what man can do? Am I trusting what God can do? Will you declare that God is the head of your life and the lifter of your head? Hallelujah. You waiting for the world and what the world is saying, hallelujah, to lift your head and to guide you? Are you standing on the word of God to keep you and take you over? I want you to understand today, it's your faith that will take you over. See, a lot of times we don't understand this. I want you to understand today, the Bible says that without faith we cannot please God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, it's my prayer that God would increase your faith today to receive the miracle. Some of us are in a place where we just don't believe that God is going to do it for us. Some of us are in that place of saying, you know what, I've been here so long, I just got used to being this way. I mean, I've heard people say that if I can just get off of two medications and get down to one or get down from outside to get down to one, see, God wants to bless you with more. He wants to do more for you. See, don't limit God. See, God don't like to be limited. See, we put limitations on God when we just say we consider God, well, God, just do this right here to do this. See, God wants to do it all for you, but you got to give it all over to him. Will you admit today that that's me? I'm that person. I give God this, but when it comes down to this, I'm just having a hard time trusting God for this because I'm just not ready to give this over to God. You have people that will tell you, I have faith, but I ain't got that kind of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you got to have that kind of believing faith. Yes, that faith that will not waver no matter what is going to come up against you. You know what the Bible says? That when your enemy comes in like a flood, that God will lift up his standard, amen, to take you over. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hey, my mother called over, shot down my head. I'm excited, you know, just standing in a place of faith. I remember when I was in my 20s, and someone always says, because you know what? You are somebody. I've never met anyone like you because you have great faith. And always stayed in that place of just trusting God no matter what it was, no matter how bad it may seem to other people. I never looked at it as being as bad as other people looked at it. So they tried to tell me and break it down on how bad it was. And I kept saying, well, I didn't look at it like that because I always trusted God in the process, always trusting that God was going to bring me out whatever situation was. I always believed that God had a better plan for me. Amen. So I always looked, I always waited, and I always expected God to do something greater in my life beyond what I could do or anyone else could do. I look for God. I expected God to bless me beyond what man can do, only what God can do. See, sometimes we're looking for man to do only what God can do. We're looking for God to do what he's called man to do. Hallelujah. But I want you to know this is the trickery of the enemy. So when we start looking at God to do what he's called man to do, and God don't do it, we get discouraged. We say, well, God don't love us. And we walk away from God. And what kind of God is this? See, when you start looking for God to do what God can do, and you start looking at man for what only man can do, then you won't get in that place of being discouraged. You won't get in that place of where you want to take your own life. You won't get in that place where you say, is there really a true God? You won't get in that place where you can't believe. You will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And see, a lot of times we only can believe what we can see. But I want you to understand, we God is not a person. He's a spirit. Amen. Somebody said, you got to trust the spirit of God that's in you. Amen. But I want you to know God is everywhere because God is in you. Hallelujah. So he knows all that you need. Hallelujah. He has a plan for you to give you a hope in the future. But when you trust the plan that God has for your life, will you trust that plan? Hallelujah. Will you trust that plan? Will you stay in position? Amen. Don't get out of position. position so that you don't miss what God has for you. So I pray for divine positioning for your life, for your family, amen. See, a lot of us just need positioning. We need God to put us, we need God to, hallelujah, divinely position us for the blessing, for the healing, amen. I'm not just talking about in the physical. I'm talking about in the supernatural. I'm talking about your mind, your soul right now, so that you can keep your mind stayed on Jesus, amen, and know that he will keep you in perfect peace. I want you to say it in that position. God will pour to you the knowledge and the wisdom. He will qualify you for positions that you're not even qualified based on man's standards. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. But when you trust him, he will give you creative ideas in your sleep, and you will wake up and you will write that book. Amen. He will give you creative ideas for a business. You'll get up and you'll write the blueprint. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to trust God for the miracle. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless everyone here today. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. I want you all to join us for Bible study tonight at 7 p.m., right after the time here today, as we're still studying over the lesson of spiritual warfare and deliverance. This is daily, you all. We battle daily, spiritually, and we need deliverance daily, whether you're a pastor or whether you're a layman, but we all need deliverance daily because we go through things daily. We live this life, so we're going to experience different things in life at different times, but we will have that experience. God bless everyone here today. I love you. I thank God for you again at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are back here at 845-277-9213 for our Wednesday night Bible study. It's Wednesday night already. My God, these days go by so fast, y'all. It's June 2nd already here, so we just thank God. We're preparing for my husband's birthday. It's coming up here, you all, so. And I'm looking forward to that, celebrating with him. God bless everyone. We bless you here to prosper. We bless you here. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We come together that we are saved. Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, everyone, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
See him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, oh.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time.
One time, one time.
Oh, I just wanna
get that well on a great day. Well, that I went at